Hello, hello, this is Alex from Orbite. If you are listening here today, then terms like radar and engineering are probably not new to you. At the beginning of this jobcast with the radar department of Tier 1 automotive supplier Valeo, Lynn explains how she explains her work to people outside her field. She's then joined by Ernst and Miguel, who together with Lynn talk about special challenges in radar development.
So when somebody who is not in automotive or not in radar asks me, Lynn, what do you do? And I tell them in a very layman way, I make eyes for cars. And they're like, oh, I understand that. Eyes, what do you do about that? And then I come in with, oh, you know, eyes need brains, they need hardware part, they need to hear you, they need to see you and sense you. And me and my colleagues, we do part by part. If I break it down to you, you will hear the words algorithms, antennas, hardware, system, RF, all these weird technical jargon.
We need the algorithms and the brain, but also this needs to be processed on some kind of a microcontroller or on a chip. And to get the information from the eyes and ears, you need the eyes and ears, right? So in the mechatronic department, we developed the hardware for the sensors, in this particular case, the radar sensors. And yeah, as Lynn mentioned, we need an antenna, but we also need feeding lines and the processing of the signals. We need to cover the entire sensor because, I mean, being mounted at a car in a harsh environment also means that this sensor has to work in snow conditions, rain, outside, high temperatures, low temperatures. This is all part of the hardware design and the hardware integration.
This is probably what we face as the greatest challenge, actually. In university, in school, we think of engineering as coming up with a design, putting it into paper, a large plot, like an architecture diagram. But when you go out, suddenly things that are not so ideal, like rain, snow, things like that affects the product that we design.
It's not like building some fancy prototype that will be sent in space, but it's something that you use yourself and see in your world around you. Normally, people just use their car and just take all those sensors and functions for granted. If you sit in a car, the engineer in you comes out, it's like, okay, let's see how it actually works.
What you always try to do is to find the limits of the system. Usually, I do that when I am alone in the car, so that I don't put anyone else's safety at risk. It's always trying to see, okay, there is a car now coming into my lane, so how is going the system to react? Or then also seeing in the blind spot when there are like false alarms happening and trying to figure out why this is happening, what are the issues that are not solved with these sensors.
We'll continue with the Valeo Jobcast in a moment. If you already want to know more about the jobs at Valeo, you can find more information on the careers page there. Just Google working at Valeo and you will get to the Valeo career site in a blink of an eye. And now continue to enjoy the Jobcast.
We have a limited, let's just say, antenna to act as the eyes of our radar, our cars, right? And what we're trying to do is to make these eyes even sharper. So imagine if you have a limited quantity and you're trying to make it look like we have a lot of them in order to make the image processing sharper. This is probably a great challenge that is only coming up in university published paper. Nobody has actually put it into a real product and then see whether it works. When I say it works, means it has to work in the blink of an eye.
How can we get to the performance without allowing ourselves to use more eyes, more antennas, as Lynn was mentioning, or a more powerful microcontroller? So engineering is about optimization, and these constraints make it for me more interesting than if you just have, you know, almost unlimited budget that you would have with a satellite, as Ernst was mentioning.
Next, you will hear what they particularly like about their work. And Lynn starts with an encounter with a special genius.
When I came to this radar platform 5 years ago, I couldn't believe it when I found so many great people here. And one of them is like a genius. You will not believe how much time I spent shadowing him to the point that I made him talk to me and share his task with me. In the 2 years that I shadowed him, we became very good friends. And in that year itself, we came up with a lot of patent ideas, a lot of weird ideas that combine robotics, artificial intelligence with whatever product that we're building. And we published papers on that. It was really difficult. I was working 10-hour days sometimes, but it was a very humbling and very fantastic experience.
Me going into a company with an engineering role and 5 years after that, having the chance to move to another part of the world to execute on a more business-driven role, I think this shows that Valeo gives you the opportunity to develop the career in the direction you want, actually. If someone wants to grow, to learn in a different direction, the doors can be opened for that. So this is definitely, I think, one of a very good characteristic of this organization we are.
And you get different sides or different points of view for your ideas, right? Which goes into the direction what you said, Lean. It becomes much more fruitful. It only works in this way, that you get different mindsets together and then come up with ideas that you maybe wouldn't have by yourself.
All these different cultural backgrounds makes for more interesting discussions with sharing the different points of view, and then also combining the technical expertise from the system, algorithms, microwave, make up for always having a chance to learn something new.
To conclude our Valeo Radar Jobcast, Mikkel, Lean and Ernst talk about what the department's plans are in the coming years so you can get a better picture of your potential new job.
We want to build a radar product that is different than anything else that is in the market today. We don't want to replicate existing products, just a differential improvement in terms of price of performance, but we want to go for a different solution, a different split on the way things are done that allows us to make this ice sharper with the constrained hardware that we have, or with a more smart way to spending this hardware. So for that, we are looking both for mechatronic engineers. So we have an opening for a mechanical engineer right now, and also for an algorithm engineer that helps us build these smart solutions to be able to detect with sharper eyes, if we follow the analogy that Lean started.
I would say for people who are trying to come in, they have a choice on multiple types of radar products, multiple eye type of products. So for me personally, I work on the exterior, the one that is on the car itself, as well as interior inside the car. On the exterior side, Miguel has already presented and said we are trying to make it smart. On the interior side, we are on a different trajectory. This is now very hot in the market because we want to detect if there are people or children left behind. What I did was just to try and see how much a radar itself, we are just cobbling together whatever we build, yeah, to put it inside the car, how much it can detect like breathing or heart rate. So it's a totally different type of detection. We are not detecting cars anymore, but heart rate. I mean, think about it. This is like using the same product for complete different things.
It becomes so diverse that now we are working more and more with external partners as well, right? To see what are the top edge developments outside Valeo as well, and to work with universities and research institutes. So in the meantime, and this is also part of my role as a coordinator, we really need to work a lot with external partners to get know-how inside our product and come up with something that is not the old state of the art, but something new, right? Beyond state of the art, and which might be an essential part of our future product.